important. Form is not. Let's forget about the form and come back if you need it. But let's concentrate on the essence. Could you do that?
No.
No. Why? Simply because you don't have any tool or any direct access to essence. You could change the essence by the nonsenses you do to the nonsense of form. That will change the essence. Form is in hand. So don't be anti-formalist, because form is there. A simple form. Sitting down in a balanced way to let all the muscles be in a comfortable position and keeping quiet. What is this? This is only being silly. If somebody somewhere sits down like this, doesn't move, doesn't listen, he's silly, she's silly. That silly form will change the spirit. If you do it every day, it will change you. Because who are you? Remember? Or you forgot? It's not even 10 minutes.
Breath.
You are the meaning, the breath, right? That. What is that? What is your meaning? There is no such a thing as meaning. Meaning is a flow. Your meaning is changing, always. Do you remember your meaning was the little cute baby? Where is it now? You always change. How? Or better, why do you change? How come that the piece of a stone doesn't and you do? Because you do a lot of stuff. You're active, right? Your activity builds your meaning. Your meaning is what you do. Your meaning is not what you think. You could be a crazy fellow and think a lot of stuff. But you're crazy. You're really doing is the process of making yourself, because we make ourselves. We have a lot of potentials, assets, but at the end of the day, I am making me. How? One of the illusions that we'll come to after these little stories, we'll come to it and Rumi will explain it perfectly. We'll tell you that, listen, you're always changing. By doing this stuff or not doing, because doing and not doing are the same, right? So what should you do? What is the life to you? Remember, Rumi explained the life at the beginning of this book. He said, remember, after explaining that it's not about I, it's about we. Even if I go to the highest level of education, understanding, enlightenment, I have to come back, bring it to the others, because in we the meaning exists, not in I. And he said, listen, you have two parts. Your animal part is the enemy of the path. Because your animal part wants to go that way. You have to grab it. And about the thinking, there are two ways of thinking. One is logical, the other one is illogical. In this path, we don't give a damn about the logical. Why? Because we have to oppose it. The main subject is illogical, which is
love.
Love is illogical. Giving is illogical. Sacrifice is illogical. So what? Because even I am illogical. This is logical. Yes, this is my servant. I use it. But there are times that I stop it. Just by stopping it, I improve myself. He talked about all of this. Honestly, if you want me, I read it again. This is just the first paragraph, a very long one. At the end of the paragraph one, he gave us the base of our understanding, the pillar of this wisdom. Anybody remembers?
Imagination.
Pardon me?
It's imagination.
Yes, it's imagination. A very special kind of imagination. Just one. Who remembers the best? Do you know what do I know about Hab?
Beautiful.
The only thing we know about Hab is beautiful. When I said beautiful, I didn't say it's useful. It's good for you. Not the use of it, it's just beautiful. Logically, could I prove it? No. I feel that way, period. That's the base. Do not forget. Of course, a lot of you may think that this is because my education has started with, I don't know, fine art faculty. Maybe. But really the base of this is beauty. And he explained it very clearly. Who doesn't remember how clear his explanation was about the beauty? Do you remember? He said there is two pictures of you, two imagination about you. That's what we call tasawwur, right? Because tasawwur and taswir are both the same. Thinking and the picture and all that. There are two ways to look at you. One way is logical. Logically looking at you, you are a nasty animal. You're an animal, that's quite visible, and you're a nasty one because you have a lot of tools and a lot of power for this little tiny animal, which you don't need to survive. This is the first picture. So, you are an animal, Darwinism, and all that. This is the picture of that intelligence present to us. Who was the delegate of intelligence, Will? Who is the delegate of intelligence? Who is the most intelligent thing? Satan.
I said that.
Yes. Satan is the perfect intelligence. That's why he was closest angel to God before the human being. He knows everything. Right? That's intelligence. And he said, look at the Satan. Satan is looking at you and telling you that you are an animal. You're greedy. You're jealous. You're this and that. Right? There is another picture of you, which is very vague, because it's not your picture, it's the essence of your picture. You have a tendency. There is an attraction in you towards the beauty. This we know. Therefore, we think that you are attracted to the beauty? This is not one way, because there is no one way. There is always two ways. So he is attracting you. And he, the beautiful one, will attract only beauty. So in this picture, you have the potentiality to be beautiful. It depends how much you are attracted. Work in that. Which means improvement. You could improve. This is the only thing we know, and this is the base of our knowledge, really. And that's enough. Why? Because look at the intelligence. Who is marching like a handicapped worm? Yeah. What is intelligence? Let's compare the intelligence of this fellow to someone 4,000 years ago. 4,000 years ago, I know someone, his name was Tutankhamun, a pharaoh, who wanted to have everything, who believed that everything good should be for me, and I'm the boss. Look at him. He didn't change that much. Intelligence is the same, because it is started like this, not with that fellow in Egypt, with first amoeba. First amoeba was looking around to see what's good for me. If killing the other amoeba is good for me, so what? I'll do it. That's the same thing that Goebbels was saying. That's what it is. Intelligence is to try to serve self, me. That's what the intelligence is, right? But we know there is the other side, because we know love is there. It's interesting, without being in it, we know it's there. Even the most intelligent, calculative people, who are far from the beauty of kindness even, they know there is love. Even they go and watch the story of Romeo and Juliet. Have you seen that? Have you heard that beautiful story? Intelligently, it's a stupid story. Both young fellows will die before having even sex. What the hell is that? That's the intelligence. We are talking about love, which is beyond that. That's why in every aspect we bring this duality and we'll show you which is which. Because one of these dualities is always active. That's anima. Because the animal is here. The animal is always here. The other fellow, maybe. That little fellow who sells the sweet to other people. That little boy should grow up in here. This is where we are. We are talking about the king who had bought two slaves. Very cheap, because you don't pay too much for that, right? You have the form and the essence. And he decided to study them, to understand which is which. First fellow was okay. He was talking very carefully, and he was educated, and he looked really good. Do you remember? In the paragraph that we read, I went back to the beginning of the king and the two slaves, right? He started to say, okay, he started to talk one of these one. He was so good that almost he thought that there is an ocean of knowledge in him. And this light is there, light of the essence, and he played with the word essence. Very carefully, remember? Gohar, which is Johar,